From our earliest days, well before we learned to talk, our brains are trying to make sense of the world. New research suggests babies learn to recognize objects better in the presence of speech, even when that speech is not human. The paper, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, says babies as young as 3 months old learned to categorize pictures while listening to lemur shrieks. NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfiel has a three-month-old son, so we ask him to investigate.
Bring me the test, baby.
So here's the question. Can my son tell the difference between my voice and this? Well, that's the question I'm wondering about. Psychologist Sandy Waxman has a slightly more sophisticated question she's trying to answer.
How do language and concepts come together in the mind of the baby?
Waxman works at Northwestern University in Illinois. She studies how babies learn. For example,
we know that babies can form categories really early on.
So you show babies a bunch of pictures of, say, dogs, and they'll learn that a certain kind of critter is a dog. If you say the word dog, they'll listen. But when do they connect the word dog with the real dogs?
Do they learn about language and about concepts independently and only later bring them together? Or are they somehow linked from the start? And if they are, in what sort of rudimentary way might they be linked from the start?
Waxman's earlier work suggests a link. When three-month-old babies heard human speech, they formed categories like dog more quickly. But babies that young can't discern individual words. So was the speech helping them to categorize things? To find out, Waxman and her team tried to teach babies categories while they listened to two different sounds. The shriek of a lemur, which sounds sort of humanish, and human speech run backwards. A sound pattern that couldn't be produced by anything in nature.
We reasoned that if the language effect that we'd seen earlier was nothing but an infant's response to the complexity of the auditory signal, then both of those new sounds should help them form categories at this really early stage.
In other words, if the sound was just a way to get their attention, they would learn to categorize equally well while listening to both lemur shrieks and backward speech. But that's not what the researchers found. The backward speech didn't help the babies to learn categories at all, but the lemur shrieks did. This suggests that babies are pre-wired to respond to both human and near-human sounds. Even if they don't know its meaning, it seems to tell them, pay close attention, you're going to learn something.
I think this is just a remarkable finding.
Janet Worker is a researcher at the University of British Columbia. She says the work suggests a deep biological connection between communication and learning. Back at home, I'm ready for my own little experiment. I play my son some lemur calls. Well, it does look like I've sort of got your attention now. So maybe he really can learn from lemurs, which raises another question for Sandy Waxman. Can I just leave him at home with some lemur recordings and go grab a coffee?
He needs to have more than just passive sounds played at him.
So what you're saying then is that I should actually purchase a lemur and leave it in the house with him.
Well, I wouldn't endorse it. I mean, you know what lemurs are like. You don't want to leave your baby alone with one of them.
Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.